and welcome back to another episode of Let's Leisure. As you can tell by the title of this episode, I am going to be getting into the big crossover event that happened with Law & Order. So we have Law & Order SVU. It's been around since 1999. There's 22 seasons, okay? Over 20 years it's been on the air. All right, starring Mariska Hargitay, and then she's the main. And then we have, you know, like Ice-T, and then we had Chris Meloni on there for a while until, you know, he kind of left. And then we also have Kelly Giddish, and now recently Jamie Gray-Hyder, and yeah, so like a pool of people. So SVU, if you don't know, has been around for a really long time. And April 1st, after 10 years of Elliot Stabler, who was Olivia's partner, returns. He returns to SVU. So I want to give my spoiler warning like I always do, because if you haven't seen the episode, or I don't know, like you want to save it or something, maybe go watch and then come back, or like do your thing, continue listening, because I'm gonna be giving away like major things. So I'm not necessarily here for the storyline per se. It was a really good episode, but I'm here for Liv and Elliot, okay? I ship them, love them, and the last time they were on air together, I was in high school. I'm like aging myself. I was in high school the last time they had an episode together. Okay. I live for the marathons. And right before the crossover event, I was like trying to go through a list of like their best moments. Now, I'm not going to call myself like a diehard fan, because I have not seen every fucking episode of SVU. I have seen a lot. Again, I watched the marathons about weekly, and but there are still major things within like the show itself that I don't know, like stuff that happened with like Olivia and Noah and like her relationships. Like I know some of the men that she's gone with, but I don't know the extent. The whole thing of her becoming captain and like all this other stuff, right? So if I get something wrong, I apologize now, because I'm not trying to say like I know everything that happened in SVU or the storyline, but I've been here before. We've swam in this pool before. So here we go. So it was a really big deal for Chris Meloni's character, Elliot, to be returning to SVU. I know he left, but the episodes that follow, I was one of those people who kind of like stopped watching after he left. And then it's been so long that like I cannot recall anything. But then like when I see an episode on TV, I'm like, oh wait, I've seen this. Like just now, there was the episode of after Elliot leaves, and Liv is just like, really, we're gonna get another rookie and I have to teach this person? Like it's gonna take me 10 times longer to get and figure out the case just because I'm trying to help them learn, blah, blah, blah. And Captain is like, Cragen is like, Liv, you need to get over. He's not coming back and you need to clear his desk because it's not a shrine. Like, ouch. And the premise of the episode was really good. It was about a coach who was abusing his players and like power of authority and trying to get this like really big b-ball player to come forward and say like, yes, you know, this is what he did, and I, you know, I'm trying to help. And, like, that line in particular, when Cragen's like, hey, you need to get over it to live, I was like, ow! I was like, crap, this is, like, literally right after he left. And then the episode continues, like, wait, I've seen this. So, memory is jarring, because they all sort of run together, and, yeah. So, anyways, yeah, the big event, after 10 years, Stabler returns. Now, I was, even though I was like, really excited and obviously I watched it, I was not, like, looking fur things. Like, I was not looking into, I don't know what it is. It's either because, like, I'm entertained with something else, or I just really want to be, like, shook to my core about, like, what exactly the episode is going to hold. And so I did that. I wasn't really looking into, like, every little thing that was being promoted. I did see a couple of trailers, some gifts that were sent to me, and the episode was going to be intense. And, of course, seeing the trailer constantly on TV, and, you know, you hear Elliot say Liv's name, and then Liv's like, Elliot, like, all breathy, and she looks like, oh my god, I was so ready. Every single time I'd see it, I'd be so pumped. So, and then I'd also, along with that, I have people who were also going to watch, are in that fandom, etc. So, like, I had heard rumors of the fact that the reason Stabler was returning is because his wife ends up dying, and so somehow Liv is involved in that, like, within the case or something. And I thought it was going to be worse than it was, like, because she is now captain of the Special Victims Unit, I was waiting for something, like, you know, like, a rape gone wrong, or like, I also want to point out that I don't want to say anything along with the spoilers. I also want to give, like I did with my last episode with Demi, I'll be talking about obviously SVU. That's going to include a lot of triggers for whoever might be listening or whatever, so I want to give that warning now, just in case. So back to the wife. I really was expecting, like, the wife, you know, going home and, like, being held at gunpoint, or, like, someone trying to assault her, or, like, something gone wrong, and then it ends up on Liv's desk. But from the trailer, like, you also see, like, there's ambulances. So, that, like, that's why I think I was expecting something, like, very SVU-y, but that's not a word. But in this case... Also, let me add real quick that, like, once Stabler left, like, I had no idea what happened to his wife, what they, like, really said supposedly happened to his character. He was just gone. Without notice, without fucking telling Olivia, like, nothing, okay? And she took it hard, as we all did. I probably did, too. I mean, I clearly stopped watching for a while. But anyways, yeah, so Liv pulls up to this scene, and they're like, it's a woman, it was a shooting... or something, and she's being wheeled to the hospital because it was, like, not a car accident. Maybe it was. Honestly, it was, so much was happening. I probably should have watched the episode again before I'm sat here and talk about it. But, yeah, so they're, like, wheeling her to the hospital, and she's like, it's, Kathy. She's like, what? And then that's when Elliot calls Liv's name. He's like, I killed her. I tried killing her, or some shit. Anyways, the music starts. I'm fucking twerking to it. I'm getting into it. I'm getting so excited. And, yeah, so let me read you the synopsis for the SVU episode. Like I said, it was a crossover event. So we had Elliot in SVU, and then we had Liv in what is now his new show, Organized Crime. Law and Order Organized Crime. So, yeah, so now Stabler has, like, his own show. Chris has his own show. And so with the premiere of that, there's been this mesh ofness. So for SVU, the summary is, the squad rallies around Detective Stabler to find the suspect behind a threat to his family, being Kathy, because I'm trying to remember. Yeah, they're, like, driving, and then it was, like, a drive-by, or, like, somebody tried to, oh, it was an explosion, something like that, and Kathy's injured, blah, 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 and she, like, gets rushed to the hospital. And I'm being so insensitive because I kid you not, the minute she was hospitalized, I was like, pull the plug. Pull the motherfucking plug. I'm so sorry, Kathy, and people who, like, are all about her. I'm sure she's, like, a good person and, like, all that, but at the end of the day, I am Liv and Elliot, and that's probably toxic. I know there are a lot of people who pointed out about how Liv was able to grow once Elliot left, and now she's this badass captain. So, like, I see their point, but I'm also here for this ship, so you can't be mad at me. And also the fact that Mariska and Chris, like, have kept up with each other even after not working together after all these years. Like, they're very integrated as, like, BFFs, and we have gotten many photos of them after the years of them still hanging out. So, like, you can't be mad at, like, the people wanting to see them together when they themselves continue to be in each other's lives. Like, that's fantastic to me. So, yeah, so the whole point of the episode is, like, trying to understand why someone would go after Stabler, his family. And we learn that Stabler has been in Italy working whatever crime over there. So he thinks it's somebody, like, terrorist or, like, the Antifa. I really don't know any of that stuff. I'm telling you, I was here for them. So there was a lot of tension between them, first of all. He was, like, cold, almost didn't really want to, like, really talk to Liv when it's, like, you're the one who left her. You're the one who left her, okay? And then they finally had this talk, and she's like, okay, Elliot, you want to get into it? Let's get into it. You're the single most important person in my life, and you just left without notice. He's like, I know, Liv. He's like, I just know that if I would have heard your voice, I wouldn't have been able to leave. And like, oh my God, my little ship heart was dying, okay? Like, there's basically saying, tell me you love me without telling me you love me. Like, that's exactly it, okay? Just the way they were looking at each other. And at the very beginning, at one point, Elliot is heated at a possible suspect. And he, like, kind of pops off on him. And then Liv comes between Elliot and this suspect. And she's like, that's enough. And just the way they be putting their hands on each other. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry if you have to hear my voice, like, super loud or whatever. But my emotions were everywhere on Thursday. So, okay. So, yeah, they're trying to find the suspect. They're getting, like, down the line, it's this, blah, blah, blah. All while the fact of, like, Elliot still having to worry about Kathy in the hospital. And, like, at one point she awakens and she's, and Kathy's like, I can't believe you guys don't talk after all this time or whatever. So, basically, Kathy ships them too, you know, as everybody watching does. And then next thing you know, so they're like obviously trying to work together, Liv and Elliot. And then next thing you know, Kathy dies. Big spoiler, okay? Yes, she dies. And he hugs Olivia, okay? And let me tell you that I didn't notice this when I was watching, but afterwards there was a GIF that was tweeted. And he dead ass, this man buries himself in her neck. Okay? Buries himself. Like, same. Like, I would too. But it's like he needed her. Like, the only person in the world who could understand, who could, like, truly be there for him and, like, see him like that or whatever would be her. And, oh, they just give in and they hug each other. And it's just like, wow, please stay like that for 100 years. So anyways, it's like boohoo, everyone's sad, and I'm like, yes, finally, all right, so when are y'all getting together? And yeah, like, he literally called her after she died, not his kids, not anybody else that would be like family. I mean, technically Liv is family, having known each other for so long and working together, but she was the first person he called, like, again, tell me you love me without telling me you love me. And yeah, and then they're like, she's consoling him and blah, blah, blah. And, yeah. So let me see. Let me pop up a couple of my tweets, because I was just crazy everywhere that night. And the containment, first of all, I was watching with other people. So, like, I was still, other people, like, one other person. I was not holding it in. I was screaming whenever shit was happening. And, but my tweets were definitely there. I also tweeted about the organized crime episode, so let's see. Okay, yeah, so I talked about how Elliot was kind of cold, and one of my tweets was like, Elliot is, like, this is not my reunion. And then also let me add that it was 2 seconds into the episode, and they had already introduced him. They wasted no time to get Elliot up on that screen, reunited with Olivia. Like, instantly, Olivia, Elliot, like, instantly. And I was like, okay, can I breathe, can I, you know, let me breathe for a second. And then the hands part, I was like, Liv and Elliot were so close just now, she had her hands on him, can I be sandwiched between them, please? And then right after that, they kind of get in an argument I think she, like, gets mad at him for saying, like, you shouldn't have done that to our suspect, blah, blah, blah. Because my next tweet was, I said, Mom and Dad are fighting, in all caps. I make a comment about Kathy. I said, take a nap, Kathy. Sorry, Kathy. And then I say, they're confronting me. Someone hold me. Because the hurt in their eyes. Mariska was teary. Elliot was like, I know. Ah! I can just see it in my head again, and I'm getting all the feels. Oh, my God. Okay. And then I think Rollins brought it up. Or maybe. I think it was Rollins. Yeah, because she's in Liv's office, and she's like, hey, I heard about Elliot coming back. She's like, I don't know much about y'all's relationship, but I know it was pretty complicated. From that entire conversation, this is exactly what I tweeted. I said, all I heard was Liv and Elliot had a relationship. Tell me I'm wrong. That's all. That's all I heard. A couple of my other ones were that they jumped right in. Can I get some oxygen? Oh, that's where my tweets for organized crime start, which is now Elliot's like show. That's like his thing now. Because I realized that it was playing next. Like, I knew it was next, but they didn't even give a commercial. No, they didn't even give an intro, nothing. It literally jumped right into the next episode. I was like, can I go pee? Can I take a break? Because this is so much. The only time that I'm going to tell you that I was ever relaxed while watching that first hour of SVU was when the commercials would hit. That's when I'd be texting my best friend, Lindsay, and I was like, oh my God. I mean, we were texting in between the episodes, but then it's like we could like fully comprehend what just happened in between commercials. And then that's when I could check Twitter and, like, what everybody else was saying. And it was just insane that first hour because, wow, they were really on screen after 10 years again. And there was just so much tension and there was so much, like, hurt and love. And I'm still living through it. Can we take a moment? Okay. So that was it for SVU, is trying to find the killer, them kind of explaining each other, like being open with each other. Now, the organized crime, I watched it, but I wasn't as emotionally involved, so to say, because Liv was in that episode, but not long. She was probably in the beginning and near the end. Oh my God, the ending to like mess me up. Again, I should not have been surprised because this is a very, very only Elliot concentrated show now. And like, he's organized crime. So like, he's back doing his job, trying to find people who hurt his wife / people who he was dealing with in like Italy back now here in New York, all that jazz. The summary for that says Elliot Stabler returns to NYPD to take on the city's most powerful organized crime syndicates and rebuild his life in the wake of a devastating personal loss. Yes, I forgot. So there are probably like three scenes now that I think about it. So they're burying Kathy at the funeral. I mean, obviously at the funeral. At the cemetery, Liv is there and it's him, the kids, and Liv hugs the kids. And I'm like, okay, stepmom has entered chat. Hello. And then she also hugs Elliot, which is like, oh, yes. Yes. And then near the end. So I really can't even tell you exactly what happened in this episode because I was still coming down the high from the SVU episode. And honestly, I was just watching for their scenes together in this show / episode. But I know he's like still trying to like find suspects and like he's doing his own investigation and yada yada yada. Also, soon after the funeral, him and Liv meet, and he gets to see Noah for the first time because, you know, he'd been gone for so long. They hadn't kept up with each other's lives, so he is now seeing Liv as a full mom. And he gives her this letter, and he said, the reason, too, I was coming was because, well, Liv was supposed to get an award that night, which is kind of how Stabler ended up showing up because they had invited him. Kathy encouraged him to come down. He was going to say some words. So he told Liz, he's like, hey, they invited me. They wanted me to say some words about you. Obviously, that didn't happen with the accident of Kathy and all that drama. And so he gives her this letter, I guess, of what he was going to write or like, I don't know, like post thoughts. I don't know. But it's a full letter. He gives her this full letter. And I'm like, we need to know what the letter is. The next time that they are, that is brought up is near the end. So, this, like, really bad criminal guy, Dylan McDermott, is in this show. He kills somebody. I think he's, like, the mayor or somebody. I don't know. But the actor's name is, Chaz. And he's somebody. Maybe he's a mayor. I don't know. He's somebody, like, of high rank, whatever. So, spoiler. Dylan ends up killing him. And somehow Stabler ended up getting, like, a hint. And so he shows up at this location, finds him dead, and steals his phone and uses it to, like, you know, help whatever organized crime stuff that's happening. And he's coming back to his hotel, and he walks through the lobby, and Liv calls him. He's like, Liv, what are you doing here? She's like, well, I read your letter, and I wanted to know, like, if we could talk about it. Girl, you out here waiting at this man's hotel lobby to talk about this letter at night? I don't know. That just screams something else to me, y'all. My hopes and my dreams are high. I wanted something. Y'all know where I'm headed with this. Anyways, so, and then she's like, what are you doing? Are you working right now? Like, why are you, like, he was rushing. I don't know what he was trying to do. And he's like, I can't do it right now. I'm busy or something like that. I'm working on something. And he leaves her in the lobby, and he continues to, like, basically, he's, like, fucking running off. And he runs to the elevators, leaves her there. And he's like, I can't do this right now, Liv. And so he goes to the elevator, and just before he gets on, he, like, looks back at her. And she's like, okay. She's standing there looking sad again, confused. And he looks at her like, I'm sorry, but I have to go. Like, once again, this was my next thought. I was like, why did you leave her there again? You left her, okay? And here are my other thoughts. She said, I can't, please. Maybe, I don't know what that's about. I said, he wrote words, I need help. Clearly, like, what's in the letter? We need to know. Why was Liv crying? Maybe I think she was crying at the funeral. I said she wanted to talk about it in his hotel room. Okay, sis, I see you. And then my last one was, Liv wanted to talk and Elliot left her, dot, 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 again. So y'all can tell how I was feeling. And then, to top it all off, we didn't get no promos to where their storyline picks up. We got promos of, like, what the next SVU episode and the organized crime episode is, but none of the trailers and the little promos for next week show their storyline being continued. So I don't even know if this week they're in each other's episodes. I don't think so, because there hasn't been any crazy announcement that I've seen. It might be later down during the season, or I don't know, maybe Dick Wolf is like, fuck it, we're just forgetting it, y'all got this, like, tiny crumb, live with it forever. And we don't get to see that again, but my hopes is that maybe near the end of the season of the show, or whichever one, because I think SVU will finish before Organized Crimes, or go, like, on hiatus, we'll see something there. I don't know. I hope so, because, whew, you can't tell the audience that Elliot wrote Liv, his partner for 12 years, who he worked with, okay, thick and thin, basically husband and wife. He wrote her a letter, and we don't get to see or hear what this letter has to say, especially after leaving her like he did and then coming back. Like, you're not going to tell me that he ended that note with, like, all my love, Elliot, or, like, with love, Elliot, love, Elliot, like, something L-O-V-E, my peoples. Like, there's so much. And I know I'm reaching. A lot of it has to do because I have not seen the entire show and, like, every single episode. I would say I don't even want to call myself out. I've seen a lot of SBU, but yeah, I'm still here for it. I still ship them. If you think that's problematic, I'm sorry, but high school me was, like, living for them, and I continue to live with them. They still have me in their arms, and we will continue to support. And now that Kathy's out of the picture, let's go. All right, let's go. All right. Wow, like, I really got into it. I'm here for them. It's just so, never was I expecting this, much less, like, now sharing it with someone. Like, I mean, in high school, like, my mom and I watched it, and, like, one of my other cousins watched it, but I feel like I was invested, but it was just so different, and now that, like, there are, I talk to more people on Twitter that are, in that fandom, and, like, especially my best friend Lynn's, like, there's just, like, a different feel about it to be able to share it with, like, more people, and, like, who just completely get it, so, yeah, this, like, 10-year gap is, like, whew, to me. My thoughts over this. Y'all already know. I was fucking fangirling during the whole thing. And I want them to end up to be together. Or, like, something. Even if they don't end up together. Because I know it's been so long. There's a lot of, like, their own personal baggage to deal with. Whatever. I'm not asking for, like, a happy ending. But, like, I want to see a little kiss. I want to see maybe a little hand-holding. Some type of confession of love. Like, give me a crumb and I will roll with it forever. A little bit more than what we've already gotten. Talking about, you're the single most important person in my life and you left. Like, we know. We know he was important. Okay? We know. Yeah, my thoughts are fangirling. Like, that's how I could sum up. Yeah, fangirling. What are some of the crazy things that happened? Her putting his arms on him. If you are into them or whatever and you haven't already, go to the Law and Order Twitter page. They tweeted out some of those little snippets, and that's exactly what I was, like, living for. Like, especially in the room when she puts the hands on him and she's like, Elliot, you need to calm down. There's a couple of other gifs in here too. I can't even remember. When she, like, looks at him and tells him that, you know, he was the most single important person in her life. Kathy dying. I had heard the rumors, but that's really all. So, like, I knew it was happening, but it was still kind of shocking how they did it. Because, like, one moment she was fine, and then next thing you know, Elliot's like, she's dead. And, like, we don't even see her in the hospital. Like, her bed rolled. Gone. That's it. So that was a crazy thing that happened. And then, of course, the ending to Organized Crime. That's exactly how the episode ended, was just him looking at her and her looking sad as fuck. And that's crazy to me. Like, she went to his hotel lobby to discuss this letter that he wrote to her at night. I'm reaching. I know I am. But that is crazy to me. And y'all already know what I hope and want for the future eps. I want some type of confession of love. I want to see something happen. I'm probably crazy for that, but it's been 10 years. There has to be some confirmation that they were more than just working partners. Like, I mean, I feel like I know it, and maybe other people know it too, but I want to see. I want the hand holding I want the kiss. I want something, anything. And if I swear to God, I feel like, no, there hasn't, right? No, I'm, like, having basically, like, PTSD with the X-Files, because, spoiler for them, they took freaking forever to get together, too. And yet, there were so many occurrences. There was so much flirting. They had a New Year's kiss. She had a whole baby by him. And yet, the very last series that they had, they're like, oh, no, bestie vibes only. Like, no. I hate to throw them in here, but that's, like, the best comparison that I can think of right now, is the fact that, like, writers tried to hold them off so long and yet still deny to this day. And I need the SVU, Law and Order Organized Crime people to jump on that. I need them to give the people, me being the people, what I want. So that's that. Yes, I will be tuning in this week to watch the new episode. Because maybe I'll miss something. I don't know. I do need to catch up on the season, because season 22 for SVU started in November and we are now in April. So, like, I'm behind, but, like, also it's a lot to go through. Follow me on social media, on Twitter. And I hope that you guys enjoyed this. I'm over here just, like, pouring my little fangirl heart out. Is just crazy to me. 10 years. Oh my God, I can't believe. Since high school. Again, I'm... Woo! Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Follow me on social media. I already said that. And I will see you guys next week. Bye!